Well, how does a local author come up with a character of a turtle who teaches us about faith? Well, let's find out. Janice Cox is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Now, Janice, you are a local author, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
We moved to Barrie area in 2019. Before that, we were in Halliburton.
Now, what we want to talk about today is this book about the main character is a turtle. So tell us what it's about and what you want to teach kids through the book.
Well, Taddeo Turtle is about a little turtle who goes on an exciting adventure because he wants to be like the squirrels and be able to climb trees. And with the shell on his back, he's really slow and you can't climb trees.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. So through his adventure, he learned that the shell was a good thing to have. And he learned that God made him that way. And for a purpose, the shell was for a purpose.
So the purpose of the book is to show kids that, hey, listen, you are who you are. God made you. Don't try and be something else.
Yes, exactly. You are special.
You wrote this about 12 years ago. What if people told you that have read it?
Oh, they love it. This one has sold so well. And it sells beyond the Christian market. And there's activities in the back. So parents love that, oh, we can do this with this book.
Okay.
And each of my books have that.
Now, I'm gathering that God's word is very important to you and to what you do.
You got it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every morning.
And do you, because you do that, do you find you're inspired and you have to take little notes and little ideas throughout the time?
Yes, I'm too inspired. I get too many things on my mind and too many projects to do.
It's important that kids get God's word, right? And do you find that when you're writing for children that you want to kind of introduce them to God's word in that way?
Yes. I have a scripture at the beginning of this one, of Taddeo. It's Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, about being made, God made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. Oh, well, I know it.
Okay. Could be a good bedtime story.
Oh, this one is excellent for bedtime, yeah, because it rhymes.
Oh, it's a rhymer. Oh, yeah.
It's a rhymer.
Yeah.
So the children can say the next word, like, Taddeo couldn't run like that because the shell was on his. You know what the next word is?
On his back.
Yeah, very good.
See? Janice, where can people catch up with you, check out the books, and maybe follow you on social media?
Well, I'm Janice, JANISCOX, and .com will give you my website.
Oh, okay.
And most of the things are there. I write on Substack, if some people know what Substack is.
Yeah, good, good.
And it's author Janice Cox on Substack.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook, the same.
You said you had a Facebook group?
I have a Facebook group called Growing Through God's Word.
God's Word. Okay. We'll post some of those links there so that people can catch up with you and maybe order a copy of the book for their family and see what you're up to.
Yes. And this is a great time to get turtle books because we're just in June where they're crossing the road.
That's right.
And it's dangerous for them.
Yeah. All right. Local author Janice Cox, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.